Colin, congratulations.
Thanks.
Van Morrison's line in Coney Island is, I wish it could be like this all of the time. Would you agree?
It'd be great. No, it would be great. No, the lads were fantastic. They really were. And I'm delighted that we're in the next round. And, you know, we asked for big performances from certain players and, you know, the team. And just overall, we were brilliant, right from Matt all the way up to Brozzy. And even that, you know, we asked, like, we went after him right from the start, you know, and that was the game plan. And we were thinking, you know, you're coming down to our place. So we went after him, balling behind for Brozzy and causing problems. And obviously, they got the sending off. But overall, like, what I would say about Brozzy is that, you know, at the start he hasn't been in the team that much, but he's never given out and he's kept training and training, and we brought him on and he's getting better and better, and I'm delighted for him. And we spoke about moments in the cup. That's what we spoke about during the week, moments in the cup. People remember games, the strike he got there, nobody could take that away from him.
And we'll talk about that in a second, but even just his doggedness, as you said, to win that foul that got the red card.
I know what I'm going to get from him when I put him on the pitch. And he's been brilliant. Brilliant to work with, to chat with, have a good laugh with him. He's a great fella. And you know what? I'm delighted for him.
We were talking to people over in the clubhouse at half time, commenting on his goal, that you'd see it in the Premier League. You wouldn't see it in the Premier League, even if it was that good. We saw it from this angle. I saw the angle from the other side. What was your view of it?
Probably smart, but better than yours. But it was that. And he has that in him. Do you know, sometimes he can be a bit wild.
Yeah.
Do you know, his shots can be a bit... He can be a bit wild, but it was controlled. It was controlled. And, you know, you're in these areas that... At least hit the target, worked the keeper. He did it, and you know, it was a brilliant strike.
It was important to keep that lead going in at half time, because Cove did start to get close at before half time.
As I said, they were pushing on. You know, they were taking chances. They flipped it to the back three, and we had to keep an eye on, especially Coffey. And Coffey is that's his game, playing in between the lines. And we were dropping back a small bit with Carr, probably were dropping back too far, and we allowed a lot of possession in the middle of the park. But as the game went on the second half, we changed the system. We changed it to a back four and we pressed them higher. And I thought that worked.
They did have a few chances, though, early before the second goal from the penalty. Yeah. That save from Matt Connor was unbelievable.
Yeah, no, he's, as I said, since he's came in, he's been fantastic. And as I said, I know what I get from him. He's brilliant, trains very, very, very well. He's good in the dressing room. He's a good voice. But he was very good tonight.
Joe's penalty, he stuck the penalty literally between the back stanchion and the net, sent the goalie the wrong way.
That's Joe, isn't it? Yeah, but he has that. Joe has that quality. And again, you know, he's ready to come on. When he comes on, he makes a difference. He's a fantastic footballer, and I suppose that when people are looking at, we're probably not nervous on the bench because we know what he can do. But it is, and that's what we ask the players when they come on, make a difference. And they did tonight.
I think I asked you after the Athlone game, so Shamrock Rovers home would be a nice one, wouldn't it?
No.
You're still saying no, yeah?
No. As the lads will enjoy the weekend, as I said, and that we'll go again Monday. It's great. It's great for the club. It's great for everybody. There was a fantastic support here tonight, and you know the players love that. And we said, you know, even if it's a tackle or if it's a shot and goal or something like that, get the crowd on your side straight away. And we did that tonight, and they were fantastic for probably the 96 minutes.
Finn went off after coming on. Is he all right?
Yeah, so what we had during the week, he hurt his hamstring on Monday, and so he didn't train all week. We brought him on, and listen, it's just after tightening up again, so we just took him off.
Colin, how do you balance as a manager sort of where to go with the game when you're 1-0 up? Is it a case of trying to figure out with personnel, maybe how do you want to sit back on the lead, or do you want to push for the second goal? Where do you find that balance in a team?
First of all, we wanted to be solid, and I tell you, sometimes we were probably a bit too deep, and even sometimes in possession we probably panicked a small bit, and we probably tried to go through the middle too much, where we could have went down the side areas. Maybe if Kevin and Sean dropped in, we could have caused some problems that with runs in behind with Ron and Robbie. But I think the change of system probably in the second half probably helped. Probably a small bit of pressure higher up, and you know we were very compact in the middle of the park.
And I have to ask, your captain left last week in crutches, was fit enough to make the bench tonight and look quite sharp in the warm-up. Can you tell us about Sean McGill?
He wanted to play. yeah, he wanted to play. Yeah, I know, but that's Sean, is that, and you know, he's good lad and good attitude, and hopefully that he's not too far away. Probably wasn't ready to play tonight, but I wanted him around the group, which is important. Yeah, he's a massive player for us.